David, let's talk about corporal punishment from a psychology perspective. You know my thoughts on it. I wrote an article on News 24 yesterday. Just to summarize, I think that it does worry me that our constitutional court is overreaching, so to speak. I think that nobody's suggesting child abuse. At the same time that you don't, I think that we need to be able to rely on ourselves and actually grow as people and actually contain ourselves. No one's saying we should pummel our children within an inch of their life, but a short, sharp smack when times warrant it. I don't believe it's bad. I think to say that, well, some people abuse this is like saying that we should ban alcohol because some people are alcoholics, and stop sugar because stop us producing anything with sugar because I eat too many cakes. It doesn't make sense to me. Give me your thoughts. Let's put the whole legal thing aside and let's talk about it from a psychological perspective. You've mentioned before, and that's why I know that you're going to disagree with me, you think that there's never a good reason to smack a child.
Well, it just, Howard, let's get down to, let's take the legal aspect out of it.
We have to. That's not what I want to talk about.
And let's look at the effectiveness of spanking, which is hitting your child. It doesn't work. It just doesn't work. So again, if we're looking at things, effective parenting, we need to look at things that work, that are productive, that get a result which is long term, even the medium term, something that is developmentally appropriate, which is effective as a parenting tool. And it's just not. And again, we've seen it decade after decade, study after study, that shows that it causes so many detrimental psychological, emotional difficulties if it's done on a regular basis. And so it's just not effective as a tool. So, I mean, again, if you want to get into details, I mean, the things that they found in studies is that if you're spanking your child on a regular basis, they are definitely more verbally and physically aggressive, more antisocial behavior we see. And are more likely to use that as a way of expressing anger in their adult lives, in their teen lives. So I think for me, it just, as I say, it just does not work.
What you're referring to, if I'm not mistaken, is regular smacks. What I think of when I think about our five children that are now beyond the age that we can smack them because they'll smack us back is there's literally a handful of times collectively, and those times will include when my 6-year-old son happened to be on his birthday, looked up at my wife and said, "You're a bitch." Right. And boom, he got a proper smack across his face. He's finished his master's in psychology. And he often says it's a very, very distinct memory for him. And he doesn't think it was bad. Actually, it made it very, very clear that there was no discussion around that sort of behavior. I remember smacking a child, when they nearly ran into the road. And actually, I don't care about the psychological implications thereafter. I care that actually my child survived their childhood.
Right.
So to me, that's a priority. Those two events, to me, justified it. It's not a regular thing. What the court is telling us is we can't even do it then.
Well, I think for me, you've said it all. I mean, you've got five children, and you can remember two distinct times in your children's lives where you resorted to, because of instinct maybe, because of emotion, where you gave your child a spank or you hit them. Hit is, seems a little bit harsher. But the point is, Howard, not everyone has got control. And the point is, so if you are cross with your wife, are you allowed to at certain points hit her?
I'm petrified. I would never.
Exactly.
Never.
Right. So I'm saying.
No, obviously not.
So the point being is that the number one rule of parenting, number one, is children watch how you behave. They do as you do. You set the example. And if you are not going to be, again, it might sound dramatic, if you're not going to hit your dog, if you're not going to hit your wife, if you're not going to hit other people on the road when you get upset with them, then why would you hit your child? I think it's lazy parenting. I think for me, there are so many other ways to go about it. And yes, of course, we're talking about at times when you are
okay, so let's take those two times because I'm not uncomfortable with it. Right. So therefore, and I'd love your thoughts. Please would you weigh in on this conversation? 34519 or 0618951019. David is saying smacking your child is lazy parenting.
Yeah,
and it comes from a place of emotion, which I agree with because right. I know the theories we should never smack our children when we're angry, when we cross. But when your 6-year-old child calls you a name and you smack them, you are smacking
right.
out of instinct or reaction or emotion.
Right.
I'm not sure that's bad. I think our kids should see when they've upset us, not to the point, obviously, that we pummel them again into right. submission. But I think knowing that is not a bad message. The alternative would be, okay, please now go to your room and let's think about what you've done.
Yeah. No.
And then they go to the room and I don't know that they're thinking about what they've done. They found their Lego there and they're playing with their Lego.
But that's the point. The point is not that you sit down in a stereotypical way and say, if we may use that example, Howard, come, let's go talk. You right, know, let's go right. talk, Zach, about what you just said to your mom.
It was Ben.
Ben. Sorry, Zach.
just to be clear.
Ben.
Just to be clear.
Ben, come, boyki. Let's go to your room and let's have a chat about
And let's talk
this.
About the name you called mom
this
when
is
you
not,
were six.
The bottom line is it's not about just going in a stereotypical way and saying, let's go have a little chat about this. There needs to be a serious consequence. And that's what parenting is about teaching your child. Now, again, when I say lazy parenting, you know, if you're resorting to it on a regular basis, then you're just creating fear.
So I get that. So I think maybe what I'm pushing you towards or trying to understand is, do you still believe, because a lot of what you're saying and describing is regular
right.
stuff. I'm asking you, and if you feel that it's still wrong on a sporadic, very limited basis, I know you
yes.
actually are saying you think it's wrong.
Yes.
But I'm trying to understand why.
Right. Well, the bottom line is that Howard, when we smack with emotion. You know, and I think for me there is a problem when you're very calm and then you go and smack your child and say,
I think that's worse.
It's much worse to say, I'm going to calm down.
Psychopath.
Yeah, absolutely.
At 7:15, please come downstairs for your smack.
And there will be three of them.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
No, ooh, that's
creepy.
That's very creepy. But the idea of having control when you are emotional is a very, very fine line. And that's why I think the law goes to the extreme, and we're not talking about the law, because at times, and most times, we are emotional. And at what point does it cross over from a teaching experience, a parenting experience, to actually physical abuse? And it's a very, very fine line, especially when we're emotional. How do we make those decisions when we're emotional? And I think for me, that's what the law is not, and I think for me, that's what psychology generally is saying, besides the studies, saying not everyone, and I think the majority of people, when they're emotional, cannot be relied on to understand and to be rational about where that line is between the two. So yes, to answer your question, why am I saying it? Because there are emotional, physical, developmental problems that are caused in the future.
So why don't we outlaw sex unless people have been together for a period of 6 months?
Explain.
Because any decision for a couple, for a couple, it might be a hookup, it might be a new relationship, that's an emotional decision. And maybe we shouldn't be trusted to make emotional decisions like that could do real harm later on. So maybe we should be saying there should be a 3-month moratorium on any couple, and I'm not saying not to go back to sex within marriage, but actually these are emotional decisions made in the heat of a moment. Maybe no couple should be allowed to have sex until they've known each other for a period of 3 months. What is the difference?
Because we're talking about, firstly, two consensual adults, and again, we're talking about emotional interaction where adults do have a choice. There's not abuse happening there. Is there emotional difficulties happening? Are there complications in relationships? Absolutely. But it's two consensual adults who are having an adult relationship. Here, it's a very different power dynamic.
Except that you have a responsibility to raise your child. And if you take that responsibility seriously and you're saying, you know what, my role as a parent, and this is often a discussion we would have as parents, is I would often say to my wife, you know, we have to be so careful. It's so easy to make our kids happy. But sometimes the harder decision is not to make them happy. And the harder decision is to say no to something. The harder decision is to follow through on a punishment, even though we don't want to, and it's difficult.
And I'm going to go further than that. It's the hardest thing to do, to not hit your child sometimes, because you are very emotional. You are overwhelmed. You're exasperated.
But I'm still not convinced. I'm being obtuse, and I don't mean to be. Is when my child as we're walking on the pavement, and we say, you know, you can go ahead on your scooter, but stop at the corner, and they know that a few times, and they don't stop on a corner. I think there's almost, and maybe, you know, maybe it's my own upbringing, but I think there's almost a duty to make it so clear that child cannot go further. And sometimes a little smack on the bum, because it's humiliating and because it's shocking and because it's horrible and it's all of these terrible negative things actually gets the message across.
So why can't we get the message across? And a very stern, serious message. Howard, again, we're not saying to, oh, please don't cross the road again. You know, to...
My darling.
You are shouting at the child. You are raising your voice. You are showing your concern. You're showing your anger and upset. And then setting a consequence. And a serious consequence. You know, one of the you know, when I speak to parents, one of the most painful things, and obviously, you know, depending on the age, is walking... Showing disappointment and upset and walking away from your child and say to them, I love you, but I am so disappointed by your behavior. And you know what? I actually don't want to be around you right now. I love you, but I don't want to be around you right now. That I think is more painful from an emotional point of view.
Yeah, look, I couldn't cope with that. Time is 8:27. I would love your thoughts. 34519 or 061-895-1019. I would love your thoughts on it. It's it's a very, very emotive conversation, and I really would love to hear from you. Christian says, does this guy even have his own kids? He does, and I can tell you they are absolutely wonderful kids. Conversation's fine at 6, but what about the age of 2? We'll come back to all of these questions. Lots and lots of messages. I do appreciate you getting involved in this conversation. Unsigned says, oh dear, now of course it's refreshing. Hi gents, it's never a little smack to the child. Only to the adult. It's the effect that it has on the child that's of concern. So even a little smack is unacceptable. Rather take away the scooter, just using your example. That's from Alon. Gimple says, and what about corporal punishment at school? I went from Northview, where I'd been hit, to Highlands, where I got caned a lot. It was like going from a holiday camp to a concentration camp. No, man, stop it. But I'm grateful I went there. By the way, I've got the Dorm's cognitive itch. Now play it again, please. No, not going to happen. Dov says, the number one rule of parenting is never show fear. That is true. And Melinda wants to know, does David do an effective parenting course? He should. And in fact, I've constantly nagged him about this. Maybe we'll do a course together. He'll tell you how to parent and I'll tell you how not to. Benjamin says, Howard, please, this is highly embarrassing. That was the Dorm's song. Oh. Embarrassing for us Afrikaners, for the Afrikaners. On a drive, please, can you just kill it? Kerry says, apart from the entertainment value of your reaction, that song is a shocker. Exactly. How I agree, Howard. My 13-year-old only had one hiding for lying to me. He got 3 chances to tell the truth. He was 6 at that point. He got a pat on his he got 3 pats on his hand, or smack on his bum. He will not lie again. We talk and discuss things. I was beaten to a pulp, and then only then were questions asked. I refused to use violence. It's really screwed me up as a kid. I felt so useless for so many years. I would rather walk away. Unsigned as well says, shouting at a child and shaming them is emotionally affecting them just as smacking is. There is a very fine line. We, of course, are having the conversation about the Constitutional Court hearing or ruling, in fact, yesterday, saying that we should we are not allowed to hit our children. No children can be smacked by their parent. And we're talking about the psychological impact that hitting a child has on them. David, your response to some of these comments.
I think it's you know, as we've been saying, it's a very emotive subject, and you know, well, parenting is. But I think the important thing is that, you know, when we think about parenting, when we think about what discipline actually is, it's actually about teaching our children. And again, I think that's the point: is what do you want to teach your child? And Howard, I mean, you know, I know you're pushing to say, is it allowed or should it be allowed in certain very sporadic situations? Mm. And I think for me, that's the, you know, as we're saying, that's the difficulty: is that it would become a habit, often becomes a habit. You know, if you're stressed and you are frustrated as a parent or as an adult, you're having a bad day, you've got less patience. You know, you can resort to hitting. Yes. Do you get a result? Does it look like you get a result? For sure. Often, you know, who's not going to, you know, if you hurt someone physically, they don't want to be hurt anymore. But what it does from a psychological perspective, from a developmental perspective, and we say, and what it does, to the relationship between parents.
And that's why I'm worried about this conversation is we conflating, abuse with a very limited type of parenting.
Yeah. So Howard, what I'm going to say to that is that yes, okay, when, you know, when we talk about the law being a nanny state coming into our homes and making every decision for us rather than allowing ourselves to do it, is that what we're seeing is that there is more and more child abuse happening. You know, the figures tell us that there is a huge amount of child abuse happening. And The concern is that parents, adults find it very difficult to determine where that line is, certainly from a physical point of view. When does a little, you know, we can use the word frisk, you know, a little tap on the hand, a knock on the bum become a physical attack? When does it become that? And again, that's where it's so difficult. There is no exact, you know, demarcation of when that changes. And that's the scary part about it. I mean, I read your article, and I think for me, it's, and I'm hearing from the listeners, that when one is physically hit, we remember it. Why do we remember it? Yes, you might argue that we remember it because, you know, we learnt a very good lesson then. But I think we remember it because of the
next. Because it's an affront.
Because of the effect that it had on us. I hear about humiliation. I hear about, you know, being and your article was a very, you know, your example was a very good one around being physically hit is often just humiliating. You know, the power differential.
Yes, the experience and that I speak about is when I was called out of a school line. I was 9 years old. Yeah. It was a school assembly, and the principal had decided that he wanted to make an example of someone who had allegedly misbehaved on the bus, called me out in front of the school. I went to in front of all the teachers and all the students. He took off his belt, made me bend over and smacked me, hit me, in front of the entire school. And I'm 51 years old. I was 9 years old at the time. I have no recollection of what the pain was. But I do remember the humiliation. I remember the shame in my face. I remember going to my classroom afterwards. I held it together at 9 years old, went to my classroom, and I remember almost my bravado that I was trying on to not embarrass myself even further. It was horrific.
Horrific. And that's the point.
But that's not what I'm advocating. That's not what I would ever argue for. That, you know, so I really do understand. hand and feel the humiliation of this style of a smack.
Right. You know what my main concern is the seed that it produces, the seed that spanking produces, because a child is going to grow up with that seed thinking that actually, if someone makes me mad, or if someone doesn't do as I say, or if someone doesn't do what I expect them to do, then I can hit them.
And that often is, you know, you see that, you know, I mean, I remember the guys at school, you know, they used to go for six of the best, you know. And, but in no ways did they come back and go, I've learned my lesson. You know, it was about bravado. It was about, you know, whatever.
Look, I don't ever think that anybody should be allowed to hit somebody else's child.
And you know, I even think the reason why we don't go around hitting people, even in traffic, a lot of us, is because we know that there are consequences for that. But honestly, if there weren't, I feel like if someone, you know, did something in traffic, I'd be like, yay, what's, clap there, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So that's the seed, is that a lot of us, it is in us, but the thing is we don't do it because of the legal consequences.
So David, lots of messages about this, somebody says, unsigned says rubbish. You're going to have a logical explanation or conversation and debate with a 3-year-old who ran across the street and almost got run over. I'm smacked. I got smacked and I'm not Scott. Now we hear a lot of that. So first of all, whereas I agree with the sentiment, I'm not sure that any of us are in the best position to say if we scarred or not. I think often we're not scarred. I mean, we are scarred. We just don't recognize it. So if we look at, excuse me, as you say, the level of violence in the country, there's no doubt that it comes from somewhere. Did it come from there? Well, I'm not sure.
Well, but well, again, if your parents are giving you the message that it's okay, so if your child comes home and has smacked someone at school, and you know, again, it's so confusing. You know, what do you? The principal now is very upset with you know, with your child. He's punched someone, or she's pinched someone, or hit someone. And then you come home and say, sorry, you can't do that. If you're upset with someone and you don't like what they've done, we say, walk away, use their words. Yes, some bravado, go beat the, you know, beat them up, go attack them. But then again, the message is so confusing. But how
I don't think it is confusing. We parents, we have a responsibility to raise these children. We aren't their friends.
We're not their friends, but we talk about consistency and predictability. That is what makes children healthy and to become healthy adults. The problem is, Howard, so you're going to say hit them predictably, but
hit them very, very rarely.
Right.
And when it's for, well, as I say, our rule was very, very simple. And in fact, it hardly ever happened. As I say, I can think of three times maybe or a handful of times with five kids.
Yeah. And that's the point. The point is very rarely. Now, again, if we had to say the law is that you can only hit your child, because that's what it is, very rarely, only in exceptional circumstances. Do we trust that parents can make that call? So that's the difficulty. Am I saying that occasional, to say a 3-year-old, you give them a little zits to say, no, you can't cross the road. Is that going to cause psychological difficulty?
Well, aren't we saying the same thing? Isn't that lazy law, as you're saying, lazy parenting?
Well, I think
to say you now can never smack your child. It's a much easier way of actually absolving everybody of responsibility of learning.
Yeah.
Because instead of making us grow as people and debating these issues, there's now no longer a debate.
Well, the law is saying we don't trust you. The law is saying we don't trust you to make that decision when a spank, which is productive maybe, as the listener's saying, which is not abusive, then turns into abusive situation, which would cause emotional and psychological difficulty. And I can understand why they say that, because there is a very fine line. Howard, you know, you are talking as a rational, mature parent. And for me, you know, and obviously I see parents having difficulty.
You see the extremes.
The line is often crossed, and it absolutely scars the relationship between parent and child.
Well, it's interesting as well, because Unsigned says, Howard, if you have five kids and you only hit them three times, was it even then really necessary? Different way to look at it. So actually what is interesting about this, and we were having this conversation with our kids the other day, even before this came up, and my wife said that one time that she regrets it was when she smacked one of our kids for a good reason, but realized he isn't a kid that needed ever needed to be smacked. He was a kid that you could have rationalized with. Right. And it had an impact on him. Mm. He was so offended by that. I was that kid as well. I was that very rational kid who never ever needed to be smacked. So I think it also does, but that again is discretion. When a one, I can tell you, two of our kids out of five probably could have done very, very well with a smack from time to time. Our others, no, not at all.
And that's the point. What we're talking about discretion. But when we, as adults, are stressed, when we overwhelmed,
I hear that.
And I think we are overwhelmed as adults, and I think we are stressed as adults. And I think for me, rationality often goes out the window. And again, we are talking about a very measured response, and often it's very difficult to measure a physical response.